Part 2. The Knight's Tale.
Palamon and Arcite were two cousins who lived in the Greek city of Thebes. The king of Thebes, Creon, was an old, wicked man who treated his enemies very badly. Theseus, the Duke of Athens, met a group of women as he was travelling. They were crying.
"Help us, Lord Theseus! We are all widows. Creon has murdered our husbands."
Theseus decided to attack Thebes. He sent his wife, Hippolyta, and her sister Emily to his palace where they would be safe. Then he marched towards Thebes with his soldiers. Palamon and Arcite fought bravely to defend their city, but in the end, they fell unconscious to the ground. The victorious soldiers of Athens walked among the dead bodies on the battlefield.
"Come here!"
shouted a soldier.
"These two are still breathing! They're alive!"
It was Palamon and Arcite. Theseus took the two young men prisoner. He took them back to Athens and locked them in a tall, dark tower. No gold could buy their freedom. They were prisoners for life. One morning in May, Emily, the sister of Queen Hippolyta, was walking in the garden near the tower. She was as beautiful as the lilies and roses that grew there. She sang like an angel. Palamon, who was looking sadly out of the window, cried out when he saw her.
Oh.
An arrow had gone through his heart. He had fallen in love. Arcite heard him shout. He also came to the window and looked out through the thick iron bars. As soon as he saw Emily, he also lost his heart to her. They were both in love with the same woman. Palamon was angry with Arcite.
"You are my friend and my cousin. When we were children, we promised that we would always help each other. Now you have betrayed me. You are in love with my lady."
"I love her more than you," replied Arcite. "I am right to love her. There is no law in love. But let's stop quarrelling. We are both prisoners. She will never marry either of us."
Every day the two cousins with burning hearts looked through the bars and watched her walking in the garden. Shortly after this, a duke from Thebes came to visit Duke Theseus. This visitor was a friend of Arcite and begged Theseus to release him from prison.
"I will pay you money," he said.
Duke Theseus spoke sternly.
"I agree to let him go. But there is one condition. Arcite must leave Athens immediately. If he ever returns, he will die."
So Arcite received his freedom, but had to return to Thebes while Palamon remained in the tower all alone. Arcite was very unhappy.
"I am free, but I cannot see the lovely Emily. Palamon is far luckier than I am. Every day he can look out of his window and watch her walking in the garden. He is in paradise."
Palamon was equally unhappy.
"Arcite is far luckier than I am. He can collect a great army in Thebes and march against Athens. If he wins the war against Theseus, he can marry Emily. He is in paradise."
Arcite, however, had a different plan. He came back secretly to Athens. He looked pale and sick because he had been suffering for so long from a broken heart. Nobody recognized him. He took off his lord's clothes and put on the clothes of a poor man. Then he went to the house of Lady Emily.
"My name is Philostrate," he told the servants. "I am looking for a job."
He was a strong, hard-working young man, so he was given a job. Arcite became the personal servant of Lady Emily. But if anyone recognized him, he would die. Palamon was in the tower for 7 years. One day, however, a friend helped him to escape. He gave the guard a glass of wine with drugs in it that made him sleep. Then Palamon ran away. He crept through Athens in the middle of the night and reached the countryside where he hid in a grove. Both lovers were now free. It was May. All the fields were green, the flowers were brightly coloured, and the birds were singing. Thinking about his love for Emily, Arcite rode into the countryside.
I am in a terrible situation,
he said aloud, thinking that no one was listening.
I cannot use my real name. I am only a servant to the lady that I want to make my wife.
Palamon was hiding nearby in the forest. When he heard Arcite, he was very angry and rushed towards him.
Emily is mine,
he shouted.
You must not love her.
You are a lunatic for love,
said Arcite. The two cousins began fighting, like a lion and a tiger in the forest, until they were standing in a river of blood. On the same day, Theseus woke up early in his palace in the city.
It is a clear, bright day. We will go hunting,
he decided. He rode out into the countryside with Hippolyta, his lovely queen, and her sister Emily. Suddenly, he saw two men fighting like animals in the middle of the forest.
Stop!
He shouted.
Who are you?
I am Palamon,
replied one.
I deserve to die. I have escaped from your prison. But this is Arcite. He also deserves to die. He has returned to Athens from Thebes under the name of Philostrate. We are fighting because we both love the Lady Emily. Kill us both at the same time.
Yes, you deserve to die,
said Theseus.
You are the enemies of Athens.
But Emily and her ladies begged Theseus not to kill them.
They are young, handsome men from good families. Forgive them.
Theseus thought carefully.
A good king must not be angry. He must be calm and wise. The god of love is very powerful. Instead of escaping to Thebes, Palamon and Arcite stayed here because they loved you, Emily, even though you didn't know anything about their love. I was a lover when I was young. I have also done stupid things for love. I will let them live.
He turned to Palamon and Arcite.
Only one of you can marry my sister-in-law. Go away and collect 100 knights each. In a year's time, return to Athens. Your two armies will fight, and the winner will be the husband of Emily.
The two cousins were very happy. They knelt in front of Theseus and thanked him. Then they returned as quickly as possible to Thebes. A year later, they came back to Athens. Each rode at the head of 100 knights. The people of Athens came out into the streets to watch. Arcite prayed to Mars, the god of war, and Palamon prayed for the help of Venus, the goddess of love. Arcite's men carried the red flag of Mars, and Palamon's men carried the white flag of Venus. The fighting lasted from morning until night, but finally Arcite and his 100 knights gained the victory. Mars had won.
Arcite will marry Emily,
announced Theseus. In heaven, among the gods and goddesses, Venus was very angry.
I am the queen of love, but I have lost.
She looked down on the world and saw Arcite riding on his horse towards Emily to take her as his wife. They looked softly at each other. Women usually love the winner, but then Venus acted. Suddenly, there was an earth tremor. The ground shook under Arcite's horse. The horse was frightened and threw Arcite to the ground. He fell from his saddle and was badly injured. They carried Arcite to his bed and sent for doctors.
Emily! Emily!
He called. The doctors tried to save him, but he knew that he would die. Palamon and Emily came to his bedside.
Oh, Lady Emily, I love you greatly. You are my heart's queen. Take me in your arms and listen to me carefully. I'm sorry now that I quarreled with Palamon, who loves you too. After I die, if you wish to marry, think of him.
He looked into Emily's eyes. Then he died. There was a great funeral. Arcite's body was placed in a great fire, just as in his life he had burnt in the fire of love.
Emily and Palamon were both very sad. They had lost a husband, a cousin, and a friend.
Out of two sorrows, make one perfect joy,
said Theseus.
Marry each other, as Arcite wished.
So Emily and Palamon got married and lived all the rest of their lives in great happiness. And that is the end of my tale,
said the knight.